party is a sign that God is acting at last to rescue his people and wipe away all tears from all eyes. Jesus' parties and his feeding of his followers in the wilderness were intended for those with eyes to see to pick up this whole theme and celebrate it. As so often, the most powerful things Jesus said were in actions, not words. Why then did they criticize him? Because, first, he was celebrating the feast of the kingdom with all the wrong people. He threw great parties for the most notorious of sinners. He went to eat with Zacchaeus, while the respectable burghers of Jericho tut-tutted on the pavement outside. And in one famous passage, he explained these odd celebrations by telling stories about lost sheep being found, lost coins being discovered, and about two lost sons being confronted by a father's love. The angels, he said, were having a party over what was going on, so it was only right that he should, too. Luke chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, 7 and 10, 23 and 24, and 32. Jesus was reinventing the kingdom of God around his own work, and at the heart of it was the great sign of welcome to all comers. Welcome to the party, to the messianic banquet, to the renewed people of God. Jesus was offering all and sundry the daily bread that spoke of the kingdom of God. But if Jesus was celebrating with all the wrong people, he was also, from his contemporaries' point of view, celebrating at exactly the wrong time. The Jews of Jesus' day kept various fast days, commemorating moments of great sadness in Israel's history. But Jesus refused to fast on those days. Instead, he threw parties. By way of explanation, he spoke of the wedding guests being unable to fast as long as they had the bridegroom with them. He was celebrating the great wedding banquet of the kingdom of God. You can't look miserable and keep fasting while that's going on. Jesus was celebrating the strange presence of God's kingdom. And the prayer he gave his followers was a prayer for the complete fulfillment of that kingdom, for God's people to be rescued from hunger, guilt, and fear. Give us this day our daily bread.